pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, let's talk about credit cards for a second. So as you know, I am a big believer in paying your credit cards off in full if you do use them. That way you're not, paying interest to the bank for a unpaid balance. Plus, it's not dropping your credit scores at the end of the month once that credit card statement releases and it reports your balance to the credit bureaus. So I get a lot of people who call in, mostly business owners. They're like, hey, Chris, I'm using my credit cards for business to get the cash back or travel rewards, whatever it is, or use it as leverage to grow my business. And I'm doing what you tell me to do. I pay my cards off in full. However, my credit scores are steady dropping every single month with me paying the cards off in time. So here's what's happening. Okay. You have, and I'm going to try and put this somewhere, in this area or over there in that area in this video here. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're listening on Spotify or any of the other audio platforms, just kind of follow along here. Okay. You have two important dates when it comes to credit cards. You have a due date. Okay. This is the date that your current balance is due. Okay. You can either make the minimum payment and pay a crap ton of interest, and that's how the banks make money. Or you can pay this thing off in full and you pay $0 in interest. Okay. That's all that date does. Okay. It just determines if you made the balance, you paid the balance in full or just paid the minimum balance. Okay. That's the due date. And then you have a statement closing date or a billing cycle closing date. Okay. This is the date that the banks report your current balance as of that day to the credit bureaus. It doesn't matter what you do any other day of the month, that statement date or that billing cycle ending date is the only thing that matters. Okay. And that's usually 3 days, 4 days. I've seen some credit cards, it can be 5 to 7 days after the due date. And what happens is people pay off their credit cards in full by the due date, let's say a few days before the due date, and just don't touch it. And then the very next day after the due date has passed, they max their credit cards out. And then the statement date is in about 3 or 4 days. So when the statement closes, that's the balance that's reported to the credit bureaus. And that's how your credit scores are dropping because you're not leaving your cards alone. So this is what I do. Okay. And I'm going to try and make a calendar example here if you're watching this. So just follow along. Let's say actually my Capital One credit card, it is due on the 15th every single month. So what I do with my business, I can max it out, pay it off. I can max it out 10,000 times in a month, figure of speech, and then pay it off 10,000 times. Doesn't matter. The credit bureaus do not see that. The bank doesn't care that I do that. It literally does not matter. Okay. But let's just say it's due on the 15th, which it is. And I have $2,000 on this credit card, and today's the 12th, the 13th. So the 15th is in like 2 or 3 days, the due date. So I'm gonna go ahead and pay off this $2,000. Okay. So my card can be cleared for the due date. The balance has been paid in full, plenty of enough days for that payment to process. Usually, it's an instant process thing, but some credit cards can take 2 or 3 days just to process a payment. Some are weird, but anyway, pay your card off a few days early so you don't have to worry about any billing issues. The due date is the 15th. Today's the 15th. I have a zero balance on this credit card. I have used the credit and I am paying $0 in interest. It's literally 0% interest at this point. Okay. I am going to leave that credit card alone until the statement date passes. And on this Capital One card, at the due date's on the 15th, my statement billing date or the statement closing or the billing cycle closing or whatever your bank, every bank calls it something different, but whenever that statement date is, I'm going to keep my card at zero and do not touch it until that statement closes for that date. And then the very next day I go back to maxing the card out, spending it for my business, doing whatever the case is, and then I repeat. You know, I use my credit card instead of using my cash so I can get the cash back points and rewards and things like that. If you don't have a business or you're not trying to build up travel points or build up cash back dollars, then look, this episode isn't for you. Stick to using your cash, being debt free and all that stuff. I mean, technically I'm in no debt because I'm not paying interest, and the money that I'm spending on my card, I have to spend it anyway for business expenses and things like that. And instead of using a business debit card that gives me no cash back and no rewards, I just use the money I would spend on that and just pay it right off the very next day on my credit card and get free dollars. So, like I said, the reason your credit scores are still dropping, if you're paying off your credit cards in full, you're literally paying it off in full by the due date, which is good. You're not paying interest. That's a plus. And then you're going right back and maxing it out the very next day. So this is what you do. Log into your bank account or your credit card online account and go to your account and click statements. Okay. If you look at your most recent statement, it should be for the previous month or this month, depending on which day you're looking at this episode. Click the most recent billing statement. Okay. Now on most is at the top, but somewhere in the middle of the page, somewhere is at the bottom. You just got to look for this. Okay. Look for the billing statement period or the billing cycle period. It's going to say something like from last month's date to whatever date it is in this month that the statement closes. Let's just say your statement is from, your billing cycle is from April 15th through May 15th. Okay. Well, I know the statement is going to close on May 15th. That is the statement closing date. May 15th is the date that the bank is going to report to the credit bureaus. Okay. It goes by the last date of that billing cycle. That is your statement closing date every month. Now, look, some months may have 30 days, some may have 31 days. Sometimes your statement closing date can change a day. You know, usually for me with Capital One, mine is always the 18th, so I don't have to worry about that. But I'm only disclosing this in this episode because there has been some customers where I've seen where they called in and are like, oh, Chris, you told me to keep it at zero until this date, but it was literally a day after and they still reported a small balance because I barely used the card the very next day when you told me I can use it. So before you take my advice, log into your statement date and just confirm what date it is. And that's going to be the date that you know to keep that card at zero. And like I said, some credit cards are 3 days. The statement date is away from the billing due date. Some bank credit cards are like 5 days. I've seen some as many as 7 days later. So log into your account, go to statements and figure out when your billing statement or billing cycle closing date, when is the last date of that period every single month. And you can go through all of your statements and you're going to see, you know, it's usually a few days after your due date. So use the card, pay it off in full by the due date, so you pay no interest. Leave it at zero. Do not touch it until that statement closes and they report it. And then the very next date after the statement closes, you can do whatever you want. The credit bureaus won't see it. The bank don't care about it. You know, you don't have to worry about any of this until it's time to pay it off for the next month's due date. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.